This recording, Australia 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I'm about 20 years old. I'm an exchange student here from Sydney, Australia. And I've lived all my life in Sydney. Been brought up, my parents were brought up in Australia, although my mother is half English. And at the moment, we're living in Randwick, the suburb called Randwick, which is very different to the suburbs here in Lawrence, Kansas, mainly because we live on a main road. There are lots of main roads, and although the best thing about it is we're about 10 minutes away from Bondi Beach, and the beaches are something spectacular. Everyone keeps asking me over here, What about the beaches? But I almost take it for granted because we're about 10 minutes away from the beach, and so that's where I'm from. We used to live in a suburb called Waverley, which was near the beach, and I was about 4 years old, and I was climbing up the tree in the backyard, and I actually remember falling, and I broke my arm, and actually 2 weeks later, when I came home from the hospital, I broke it again because I fell off a chair. So I was quite a clumsy four-year-old. I've changed quite a bit then, but that's probably one of my earliest memories. I vividly remember falling down the tree. It wasn't a long distance, but I vividly remember and being taken off to the hospital. We live in a part in Sydney called the Eastern Suburbs. It's perceived as a very multicultural demographic area, and it's actually mostly upper class. We're sort of middle class, and some of the suburbs there, you have Randwick, you have Bellevue Hill, which is the sort of upmarket area, Double Bay, Watson's Bay, and these are all sort of on the coastline. But just in from that, you have Randwick and Waverley and Bronte. Some people pronounce it Bronte, but it's actually Bronte. That's where a lot of the schools are around, and then you go into more the city, where you have Centennial Park, Alexandria, Zetland, Waterloo, suburbs like that. So the typical, you go down to the pub and you say, hey mate, can I have a Foster's? Sure, that'd be $2. Okay, so they hand you it over, you don't have to tip or anything like that, and then if you're with a couple of friends, you say, hey mate, you pissed yet, you know, are you pissed yet? And you'd say, nah, get us another Foster's. I mean, Foster's is just one that comes to mind. I mean, you've got Swan, which is the symbol, that's the beer in Western Australia. You've got Tui's, you have what are some of the other ones? You know, I'm not a big beer drinker. I'm more of a wine and champagne person, which is really big there as well. But you know, it's almost a big cultural event where all the guys would go and pack into the pub and watch the football game, and drink Tui's and Foster's and whatever you have. Any other slang? I'm just trying to think of some more actually. I mean, there's a lot with the barbecue, put a shrimp on the barbie. I mean, that's the shrimp is. Shrimp, it's prawn, but I mean, the typical Australian barbie is something quite unique.